April the 9th. Following him was a large crowd of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting him. Luke 23:27. Amid the rabble crowd that hounded the Redeemer to his doom, there were some gracious souls whose bitter anguish sought vent in wailing and lamentations, suitable music to accompany that march of woe. When my soul can imagine seeing the Saviour bearing his cross to Calvary, it joins the godly women and weeps with them, for there indeed is true cause for grief, cause lying deeper than those mourning women thought. They grieved for innocence maltreated, goodness persecuted, love bleeding, and meekness dying. But my heart has a deeper and more bitter cause to mourn. My sins were the scourges that lacerated those blessed shoulders and crowned that bleeding brow with thorns. My sins cried, "Crucify him, crucify him," and laid the cross upon his gracious shoulders. His being led forth to die is sorrow enough for one eternity, but my having been his murderer is more, infinitely more, grief than one poor fountain of tears can express. Those women who loved and wept could not have had greater reasons for love and grief than my heart has. The widow of Nain saw her son restored. Luke 7:11-17. But I myself have been raised to newness of life. Peter's mother-in-law was cured of the fever. Luke 4:39. But I myself have been cured of the plague of sin. Mary Magdalene had 7 devils cast out of her. Luke 8:2. But a whole legion of devils was cast out of me. Mary and Martha were favored with visits from Jesus. Luke 10:38. But he dwells with me. I am not behind these favored women in debt to Jesus. Let me then not be behind them in gratitude or sorrow. Love and grief my heart dividing, with my tears his feet I'll bathe, constant still in faith abiding, love deriving from his death.